Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? It is Wednesday. It is hump day. We are halfway through this bad boy. Thank you for joining me. This is the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Like I said, thank you for joining me today. Let's free our minds. We did it yesterday for about an hour. Let's free our minds a little bit today as well. Yes, I will be opening up the phone lines. We are talking sports. If you're calling and you want to talk politics, they got a whole bunch of shows for that today. We're talking sports. We are talking sports here on the Cave Show with PLR. Because if you get me started, the whole half hour today, it's an abbreviated show, I apologize. The whole half hour, I will give you a dissertation. I will give you a lesson, and I will break it down. And some of you guys will be like, oh, my goodness, PLR, that is awesome. And some of you guys will be like, PLR, we'll never listen to your show again. So just for that, we're keeping it safe. Safe zone. What's your safe word? Sports. Right here on the Cave Show with PLR. Things to get into today. I promise you some sound from the Bears. They keep breaking my heart. They're going to keep doing it. The Cowboys, once, twice, three times a QB. We will get into that too. And like I said, we'll take calls. And we have the one, the only Mia Chambers joining us a little bit later on in this half hour. Right here on the Cave Show. So let's get this started so I can open up the phone lines. This is the Cave Show with PLR. We're brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located Alma School, Chandler Heights, locally in Chandler, Arizona. The exact address is 4991 South Alma School. Get down there, let them know that PLR sent you. They will take care of you 10% off your cigar purchase. If you can't make it down there, don't worry about it. Go to Stogie World, S-T-O-H-G-I-E, world.com. Place your cigar order. If you get it in early enough, they ship same day. So get that out, get it taken care of. Also, you can become a club member, get a locker, backs up to a humidor. You get access to the members' lounge. There's TVs all over the place, but back there, there's even more TVs, couches, refrigerator, everything. Just make it a home away from home. They do have the league passes to all the major sports. So you can go back there, watch your game, smoke your stogie, as well as get an adult beverage because beer and wine are sold. All that's done at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Thanks for joining us today. Like I said, let's get through this. We're only on for a half hour. Let's open up these phone lines. 917-889-7828, 917-889-7828. Carrie Lackey Law Line, thanks for holding. It's Cave Show, PLR.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Lou, what up, buddy? How are you?
So another week, another switch for the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Garrett Gilbert will be the new starting quarterback for your Dallas Cowboys.
So they decide on who it's going to be then, right?
Well, I mean, weren't you a big fan of Garrett Gilbert? I mean, haven't you followed his career?
Yeah, but I heard there were two people they were looking at, not just him.
Yeah, no, he's the man now.
Okay.
Garrett Gilbert is the man.
Yeah, let's see what he can do. Of course, they got tough competition. Of course, they're playing the Steelers, so that could be a problem.
Yeah, let's just go ahead and chalk this L up this week.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just be honest. The Cowboys are rebuilding. They're in a division that they could technically win, but this team isn't close to being a competitive team against real teams. They compete against teams that are bad like them, but I don't think this is a team that's like quit or given up like the Jets. I just think they have no talent.
No.
The offensive line is decimated. Even though you have Amari Cooper, without Dak, you don't have a quarterback that can get him the ball.
No.
Zeke isn't running the same. The line isn't blocking the same. And they can't tackle on defense, and they can't cover anyone. It's just bad.
It's worse than bad.
Yeah, they're a bad team, Lou. They're a bad team.
Mm-hmm.
And they get to play the Steelers. That won't be pretty.
No, it won't.
So, but we'll see what happens. Maybe Garrett Gilbert is the answer that no one thought about.
Well, it's a little bit too late, don't you think?
I was being very facetious. They can't do anything for them. You can't do anything for them. They're going off as of right now. They were the other day a 10.5-point dog to the Steelers. As of today, after naming Garrett Gilbert the starting quarterback, they are now a 14-point dog to the Steelers at home in Big D. Let that marinate. A 14-point dog at home. Need I say anything else?
No.
So it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
It's going to be very tough. So what else you got for me, my friend?
And, there was another switch today as the Titans released one of their players.
Yeah, well, they can't defend.
They can't.
I mean, if we're just being honest, they can control the ball, but they can't defend. That's a team that has to play with the lead. Now, I still think they're going to win their division. I still think they're better than Indianapolis because I don't trust Phillip Rivers in close games. But
of course not.
They can't defend. I mean, they've
so
given
what
up
do you
100. At this stage of the game, trade deadline's gone. There's no one out there on the street. You got to come up with something else. There's no other choice. You know, I just know that you can't continuously, you know, give up 20-some points a game with an offense that's predicated on a run and expect to just keep winning. You just can't do that. Same goes for, you know, the Buffalo defense that everyone raves so much about. Do you realize Buffalo is the only division leader in the NFL with a negative plus minus and point scored? They've only scored 198, but they've given up 199. The only division leader outside of the NFC East. I apologize. I forgot. I got to always make that stipulation.
Yes.
So here's what's crazy, Lou. In the NFC West, every team has a positive plus minus point score. Every team. But so we'll see how it all shakes down.
Do the Steelers go unbeaten?
No.
I didn't think
so. They'll slip up. Even if they don't slip up on their own, they've been able to manage doing a good job staying away from that double called Kobe. But it reaches his hand up and it grabs everybody once. That's the part that I'm more worried about than them slipping up because of something that they do.
Yeah, well, apparently a 49ers player got it, but they're not. But they're not saying much else. I mean, tomorrow's game was still on.
Yeah, Kendrick Bourne got it, wide receiver. I'm curious to see how they manage it. But the San Francisco 49ers have a whole bunch of other problems. You know, the quarterback's out, Kittle's out. They've got a whole bunch of other issues that they're dealing with right now.
Yeah.
More so than just that. And I'm not, you know, minimizing that, obviously, but I guess the way I'm saying it, that's not their only problem. They have a whole bunch more problems. Yeah.
Yeah.
They got a bunch of problems.
Yeah. Well, so on a brighter side, the college basketball season is shaping up. It's going to start in 3 weeks, and my Seton Hall Pirates are going to play in a tournament.
Let's see how that works.
Thank goodness.
I can't wait to see how college basketball pulls us off, or if they can, because we've seen what happened with college football, and they just play once a week. College basketball kids play two or three times a week, depending on if it's conference, tournaments, or what. So I can't wait to see how they're going to attempt to pull this off.
This should be interesting.
It always is, isn't it?
Yeah, because they announced the tournament this morning. Well, I think probably last night, but I just got the news this morning.
Yep.
So it's going to be on the day before Thanksgiving, and it should go so early part of December, and I'm looking forward to it, especially if it involves my Pirates.
Yeah, that's your crew. So I hope they have a good season. More than anything, I hope they stay healthy, and I hope they get through this season, and we'll see what shakes down.
Hopefully we all will get through this season.
You're not lying. Hopefully we all get through 2020.
Right.
This is shocking up like that.
Yeah. All right, I'll let you go. So I got to hit a call anyway. So I'll leave it at that.
All right, Lou. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Sure.
Always good to catch up with Lou, good friend of the program. I can't wait to see how college basketball pulls this off. That's going to be real interesting to see if they can get this done. But let's step away for a couple minutes. We'll be right back. We have the one only Mia Chambers ready to go. Hopefully she got it all set and dialed in. So until then, like I said, this is the K Show. This is PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
You never know what you'll hear on the Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend and I said, "Hey, shut up. Because I need to listen to the Cave Show with PLR."
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. This is Wednesday. This is Hump Day on the abbreviated show today. So thank you for hanging with us for this shorty today. If you miss anything, if you log in a little bit later, you're like, "Crap, what happened?" Make sure to catch the replay over at KSRN, Casual Sports Radio Network. Download that app, Apple App Store, Google Play Store, anywhere you get your apps from. Check us out. If you ever just want, you know that you can always hit us at thesportscave.com. Cave is with the K. Hit that listen live button. And guess what? There we are. Cave Show, ready to rock and roll for you. Also, make sure you're following us on all social medias at the Sports Cave. Cave is with the K on the Twitter, the Instagram, and the Facebook. The website, sportscave.com. Again, Cave is with a K. And then you can get me directly on the Twitter at PLR on sports. This is the Cave Show with PLR. Let's just jump right into this. I wanted to talk about the Bears yesterday because they're really starting to confuse me on what the hell they're exactly doing. I don't know what Nagy is doing, to be perfectly honest on you. He said something in his press conference, though, that I think he's starting to realize. He said this team is built around defense. But that doesn't mean that your offense has to be this bad, because you're the offensive guru, so you say. So if you're the offensive guru, like you say you're the offensive guru, what exactly is going on? Because you're starting to put your defense in a position where they got to win every game. And Matt Nagy knows that. He's a smart man. In fact, he was talking about his defense because technically the defense was on the field when the Bears lost the game. But how much can you blame your defense when they're always on the freaking field because your offense can't do anything? So this is what Matt Nagy said about the Bears' defense.
Plays here or there that I know that they'll want back, but we feed off of our defense. That's just, you know, let's face the facts. That's who we are. That's who this team is. We feed off of how our defense does, and I'll never question or get on those guys in regards to what I think they're doing or not doing. I'm proud of them. I think they play hard. And again, they're going against a really good offense today and a great quarterback. So I'm going to rely on them, continue to keep listening to what their suggestions are and where they're at. They're going to keep fighting. Chuck and the coaches are going to do the same thing. And then we as a unit collectively, all three phases can only follow, you know, and just keep. But I'm proud of them. And I know they're going to want to always play better, but we got to just keep plugging along.
Yeah, so plugging along. Let's not leave your defense out there to hang like that. You know, he said the running game, but the running game was great in the first half. Here's how I don't understand. Either you don't stick with it, or if they come up with a counterpunch, do you have a counterpunch? But he recognized, Matt Nagy did, that the offense in the running game came out good. And somehow it just fizzled.
I think, you know, when you look at the run game, and I thought it felt better today. It did feel better. And that team's pretty good against the run. It did feel better in the run game, so I was happy in that aspect. You know, and we were able to have, I think we had a couple double-digit drives with plays, 13-play drive, a couple other ones. And so the rhythm of being able to get into rhythm was good. We did have one, or, you know, a couple of those three and outs where that's hard. And then, again, the start of that third quarter, I don't like, and it's been a theme. So trust me, we're looking at it. We've done different things in how to adjust that, and it's weird that it just keeps happening. So, but yeah, you're right. It's I did feel better about a lot of stuff, but none of that matters because you want to win.
So let me ask this question. When you listen to Matt Nagy speak, and he says a lot, he gives very long-winded answers. You ask him a question, doesn't shy away from it, no matter how frustrating it is, no matter how you come at him. But let me ask you this question. When he's done speaking, do you feel like your question really got answered? Because he says a lot. And he taught the peripheries of the question that you posed to him. But don't you feel like you really got nothing when he's done talking? Or is it just me? Because I can't get mad at him for not answering my question or answering the question, because legitimately he answers the question. But he doesn't really say anything. And this defense has carried this team. The offense is the one that's been shitty. Let's just be honest. The Bears are a 5-3 team with a -5 plus minus in scoring differential. Minus 5 scoring differential. That should tell you everything. The reason the Bears brought in Nagy is because he was an offensive guy. If you're just going to lean on the defense, why didn't they stick with the guy they had? There's some puzzling things. Like, he brought Mitch in for one play. Why? I don't get it. You got people now saying, yo, Matt, did you even really use Mitch the right way? Let's listen to this.
You know I love Zach. Zach's one. Even though I wish I would have got to coach Zach, I think he would have done great in this offense, just the way he is and who he is as a person. And also, you know, Zach is friends with Mitch, and I think that that's awesome. You know, I didn't see the tweet. I don't know anything about that. But I think we all understand that, you know, we as a team, we watch tape, we watch video, and we do what's best. We make the best decision based off of how we do as a team, not just one position. And so that's what we do. You know, I appreciate everybody's opinions and thoughts, suggestions, but I think that there's a lot more to it right now than that.
So let me separate this, because there's two things going on. Zach Miller, former Bears tight end, I guess he's boys with Mitch, and he thinks that Mitch should be playing. Let me reverse it. If Mitch was playing like Nick Foles, would Mitch be benched? Here's the problem. You've already benched him for playing like Nick Foles. So you can't bench Nick Foles for not playing like Mitchell Trubisky. Next, let me share something with you. Whenever someone says, I appreciate your thoughts, I appreciate your opinion, I really do, I appreciate that. What they're saying, let me translate this, I don't give a good goddamn what you said. So let me put the whole sentence together now. Zach Miller may have sent a tweet, which I didn't read, and although I think he's a good guy, too bad he's not playing here with me now, even though I got 45 tight ends, but I don't give a good damn, a hot damn, about what he thinks about Mitchell Trubisky. His ass ain't going to be a starting quarterback as long as I'm coaching here. And it's just that simple. Did that clear it up for everyone? So if anyone had any doubts whatsoever about Mitchell Trubisky becoming a starting quarterback again, that ain't happening. That ain't happening. One more, and then we're going to jump off the Bears.
Yeah, I would say the frustration comes just because I want it so bad for these guys. I want it for the city. I want it for our organization. And I care a lot about all of that I just said. And so it's emotional at the end of a game when you fight like this and you're playing against a good football team and a Hall of Fame quarterback and they're a good football team. So to lose like that on a last second field goal in overtime, there's positives that you take out of it. But again, it's always better to coach off the wins than it is the losses. When we reflect at where we're at right now, I know no one's happy and we're not happy, but what we got to do is, fortunately for us, any way you look at it, we ended up winning these five games early on. And so now we got to figure out, okay, are we going to start going against each other or are we going to stick together and fight through this thing? And I know what we'll do. It's just it takes time. And then anytime you lose two games in a row, that part hurts too. You know, we don't want that. We don't like that. But we got to rely on the leaders right now. In times like this, this is times, in my opinion, when the leaders of your team, they step up and they say, all right, enough's enough. It's go time. And that's where we're at right now.
Thank you. Once again, he spoke for a minute and 20 seconds and didn't say anything. Of course the leaders have to step up. Of course you've got to stick together. All you gave me was a bunch of cliches. What I want to know is, why the hell can't your offense score points? Like I said, you benched Mitchell Trubisky to bring in Nick Foles, who now you can't bench, even though he's playing like Mitchell Trubisky, because if you bench him, you got to bring back in Mitchell Trubisky, who you've already said I don't give a good damn about. His ass ain't never getting back in as long as I'm the coach. And you wonder why Chicago Bears fans with that defense stay frustrated and stay drinking Woodford Reserve bourbon. On to Carrie Lackey Law Line right now. Gameplay tonight, 5:30. She's the host, Mia Chambers. What's shaking?
What's shaking? I'm back. You know, tonight is my big time show. Wednesday night's 8:30. You guys, you got to tune in. 8:30 Eastern time, that is. What's going on, Paul?
I'm just sitting here watching, looking at point differentials, looking at a whole bunch of stuff. I'm trying to figure out how the hell the Bears have that defense. And then people want to say, oh, well, the defense let them, you know, they gave up the points. Well, honey, we're on the field for 79 minutes. Well, eventually they're going to get tired. The offense can't never score. That's what's going on with me. I'm trying to figure out what the hell is wrong with my Bears. You know how it goes. They get on your nerves. They're your team. And sometimes when your team, you look at them, now they got to – look, now they got to go play Tennessee. And we got to figure out how to tackle that defensive end that plays running back. Mm-hmm. How are we going to do that? Anyway, what y'all talking about tonight on gameplay?
You know, we got a lot of topics to discuss because this week has been crazy. And then this week coming – well, this past week has been crazy. And this week coming up was almost canceled. So we got a lot of stuff to get into, like what happened to Green Bay. Why did the Giants almost beat Tampa Bay? You know, there's a lot of things I'm going to be talking about. So if you're ready for some good debate and, you know, a little bit of trash talk, you definitely better tune in tonight.
Here's one question I've got for you. If Buffalo is a division leader, how are they a three-point dog at home against Seattle that can't even play defense? What the hell is up with that?
Because you got Russell Wilson. You can't say, you know, you got Russell Wilson. That is how sometimes when the Patriots were so good, I know I'm referring back to the Patriots, but this is actually a good analogy. Some of the teams that the Patriots used to play, like when they played Kansas City, technically Kansas City was better than them. However, the Patriots were still favored because they had Tom Brady. That is the same situation you have here. When you have Russell Wilson, you always have a chance. You know what I'm saying? So that is why they are favored 2.5 points. Point favorites against Buffalo.
And we only got 30 seconds, but we just saw what the Giants did without a real, without a team. We saw them play tough, and now they're going to go into Washington and be a 3-point dog. Are the wise guys just trying to get their money in? And then last one, 15 seconds. The Jets are a 7-point dog to New England. Will Cam have anybody to throw the ball to? Don't answer that. Answer it on your show tonight, and I'm leaving with the ultimate tease so that will make everyone listen to you. Tell everyone, social media, all that good stuff.
I will definitely get that. You guys will definitely hear that answer because that is a game that I definitely plan on talking about tonight. So please tune in, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You guys can catch me every week gameplay.
Your social media, you know, that part.
Oh, yeah. If you're looking for me on social media, you can find me the same place everywhere, official_Mimi_C.
Cool. Thank you. Have a great show tonight.
All right, later, Paul. All right, thanks, man.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Make sure you check that out tonight for sure. We're out of here. We got to jump. Make sure you're following us on social media at The Sports Cave on the Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Caves with the K, sportscave.com, Caves with a K. All calls may be at the Carrie Lackey Law Line. Thank you, everyone, for joining in. I appreciate you. My Twitter is PLR on Sports. Until tomorrow, everyone, enjoy your day. It is hump day. Tibbs, bring us home.